Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, no more family time in Baton Rouge for Brian Kelly and his family, as there has been a change, Diesel. There has been a change to Brian Kelly's job status at Louisiana State University. Welcome into Wire to Wire. He's Diesel. I'm Cole Bryson on this just beautiful Monday. I mean, isn't it nice outside? The sun's shining, 74 degrees, not a cloud in the sky.
My dog has been yelling at me all morning because he wants to go outside. He needs to go potty, but he won't go in the rain.
It's the worst.
Big, tough Doberman. His ancestors used to jump out of airplanes in WW2, but he can't get his ears wet to go tinkle.
No, it's a messy, messy day, Tolo. Stay safe. I saw like 16 wrecks just in my commute on 85 today, so stay safe out there while you are toloing. But Brian Kelly's the biggest news, Diesel. I had the rundown yesterday with South Carolina leading the show and what they weren't able to do on Saturday at Williams-Brice. However, Brian Kelly is now leading the show because of what happened over the weekend. And boy, a very tense meeting, evidently, after Sunday or Saturday's loss between the LSU athletic director, Scott Woodward, and Brian Kelly. The meeting was supposedly tense and ugly, but after that ugly loss to Texas A&M, Diesel, LSU chooses to move on from Brian Kelly and Joe Sloan, the offensive coordinator. Right move or wrong move?
I think it's the wrong move right now, considering that one of your rivals, Florida, is also going to be looking for a head coach. you're probably going to be the second most attractive job in the SEC. And I know that's a weird thing to say, that LSU is less attractive than Florida, but Florida is desperate. Florida will do anything. Florida will throw out any sum of money it takes to get whatever coach it is that they want. I also think it's a terrible move, Cole, because Brian Kelly won a lot of football games. He won a lot of games. As a matter of fact, he is the fifth winningest coach in LSU football history all time. When you look at win percentage, he had an elite win percentage at LSU, and it's not good enough. I think the SEC is in a really unhealthy place with its fan bases and their expectations on winning. I said it years ago, you can't keep bringing in elite team after elite team after elite team after elite team and not expect to take an extra loss or two every season. But SEC fans have not adjusted their mindset around that concept.
You know, it's so wild and intriguing, Diesel, because Brian Kelly, like, he started off the season on a positive note. They went to Clemson. They beat Clemson. We know now that Clemson's not a very good team. But still, they started the season 4-0. Then they lost three of their last four. The offense got exposed by Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, and what we saw, A&M, the defense, got exposed. When you allow 49 points in your own building, I think that's probably the reason that Brian Kelly was fired this past weekend. To your point, yes, it's bad timing because you got to go up against Florida. Not only Florida, but Penn State. Their job open is open as well. So the timing's not great. But we're talking about LSU here. This is This is one of the most attractive, best coaching jobs in all of the United States of America. And for Brian Kelly to be here, which feels like he's been there for 2 years. I know obviously he's been there a little bit longer, but not much longer. It doesn't feel like long at all since this guy's been there. And for Bam, at the snap of a finger, for him to already to be out the door, to your point, one of the most attractive destination jobs in college football seems as unstable as ever right now.
T-Swizzle on the stream says, just not a great fit. He's headed back up north. Well, T-Swizzle, I hate to tell you, but fit, it doesn't really mean anything in college football. Winning means everything, and he wasn't winning enough for them. Now, fit might be the excuse. It might be the fake excuse that you throw out there when you don't like the win percentage, but you're not willing to say that, hey, you better win 78% of your games here or more, or we will can you. That's what you say out loud. Oh, culture didn't fit. Culture, did it fit when he was winning 34 games in the last 4 years? His culture sure as heck seemed to fit then. He was 19-10 in SEC play. Now, I know that doesn't sound phenomenal, but when we're talking about, you know, other teams, other programs that expect better that are not as good, as in winning 2 out of 3 against conference play, against the toughest conference schedule anybody is ever going to play in this country ever. How is that not good enough for these people? And that's why I think SEC fan bases and especially donors are in a really bad spot right now.
Well, they want to win yesterday, and that's the fact of the matter. You used to want to build a program, and you used to. I remember growing up, you'd always say, like, a college football coach, Diesel, when they come in, they deserve at least 5 to 6 years just to get, you know, recruiting in place, to get a foundation. And now, 5, 6 years, are you kidding me? They're not given a year, it seems like. And Brian Kelly on the way out, like, just, again, with what we've seen at Florida, with what we've seen at Penn State just this season, it just goes to show where we are in college football. Do I love it? I don't know that I do. Diesel, I think I'm somewhere in the middle in terms of, I asked you the question, right move, wrong move, I find myself somewhere in the middle of that. Because, ultimately, yes, your program should have expectations to win. And like I said, they want to win yesterday. Now, I don't think they should be given the time they were used to because of what you can do with NIL in the portal. But my gosh, here's where we are now in college football, that James Franklin's not good enough. Brian Kelly's not good enough. There are only 3 active coaches in college football that have won national championships. So all we're doing now, Diesel, it's becoming a recycling bin of these college coaches. And, okay, now let's go get Marcus Freeman. Well, Marcus Freeman hadn't won a national championship. Yeah. So, like, to your point about fit, fit matters. Fit's not the end-all, be-all in my mind. I just think ultimately we are so caught up in winning yesterday that these $55, $60 million buyouts are just nothing anymore. And I don't know that that's a healthy place for this sport to be in.
Tell me what's healthy about fan bases. And this is college football at large, okay? This is not just a handful of programs here. You are a garbage head coach until you've won a national championship.
Yeah.
That's not healthy. You suck as a head coach. You suck as a head coach if you've never won a national championship game. Oh, wait. You can also suck as a head coach if you have won multiple national championships, but you haven't done it in the last couple of years. So tell me, fans of this sport, how do you think that's sustainable? That's why these buyouts are as big as they are. That's why these salaries are as big as they are. Because, hey, if you're going to put me under the gun from literal day one as your head coach, you're not going to give me any time to breathe, any time to learn the culture, to figure out what the best route is to get to and from the stadium every day. You're going to pay me $15 million a year, or you're going to pay me $10 million a year, and you're going to pay me $60 million to go away. Now, I know these programs have it because there's all kinds of private equity infusing money into these programs, and the money is there, but it's just, I don't see how it's sustainable in the long run.
It doesn't seem sustainable in the long run, and that's why I kind of point to, like, this recycle state that we're in with these coaches. Now, I will say, on the flip side of that, Diesel, I don't think Brian Kelly was all in his job, in his tenure at LSU. I just, from the small decisions to the large decisions, I don't think Brian Kelly looked at it as, hey, I've got to give 110% every single day. Brian Kelly, to me, it almost seemed like it was more of a on-the-way-out kind of job where I can allow this to be my last and final destination and win a lot of football games and have a 35-14, whatever it is, record, and that'll be good enough. I just don't know that Brian Kelly realized what kind of job he was in. There are a few jobs, going back to my point a few minutes ago, Diesel, there are a few jobs in America that have the expectations of the Ohio States, the Alabamas, the LSUs, the Penn States, the Floridas, and LSU is one of those jobs. And Brian Kelly, for as many games as he won in his short tenure, I don't believe he took it serious enough to understand that, guess what? Yeah, you're going to get a $54 million buyout, $54 million buyout, but at the same time, we want more out of you. We want to be competing for a national championship. And I think the powers that be, Diesel, felt like this team this year in 2025 was good enough to win a national championship. And the start they had, they were all in. And then you saw just 1 month later how quickly things can change in college football.
I think Brian Kelly thought that he could carpetbag his way to a national championship at LSU. You know, guy had all the success in the world at Cincinnati, had a ton of success at Notre Dame, never won a national championship at Notre Dame. I think Brian Kelly came in with supreme confidence that it was going to be easy to win a national championship at LSU. I think he thought, hey, I'm coming in from, by God, Notre Dame, and I'm gonna throw my name around there. I'm going to get the best of the best recruits, and we're going to beat everybody. I think that's what Brian Kelly thought. Now, obviously, NIL and the portal changed some, not a ton, because it had already begun by the time Brian made his way to LSU. But I think he thought, hey, there's some guys that we just can't get here to Notre Dame. The guys that I need to win national championships at Notre Dame, I can't get. So let me go to the SEC. Yeah, I'm going to have to face Bama. I'm going to have to face Georgia. I'm going to have to face A&M and Texas too. But by God, I'm at LSU. And I think I can parlay my name, my previous success, my tenure at Notre Dame into getting those kind of recruits that I could.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get before and then waltz his way to a national championship, and it didn't happen that way.
Tolos, want to hear from you on this Monday, 844-326-3663. That's 844-FAN-PHONE, F-A-N-F-O-N-E. You can text the Hub City Spartanburgers text line or call the show. Phone lines are open as well. A big show coming your way. We have South Carolina Gamecock football to get into in the very next segment. Daily Wire's coming up. Unfortunately, we do have to touch on the Carolina Panthers and what didn't happen over the weekend. We've got Grayson Mann, Diesel, Tigernet coming up at 4:20. Overreaction Monday at 5 o'clock. Hunt Palmer of ESPN, 104.5 ESPN in Baton Rouge at 5:22 to take a deep dive on this very topic. Audio Blitz coming up at 6. And again, your overreactions at 5. But the phone lines and the text line, 844-326-3663. I just wonder, to your point a few minutes ago about how long, Diesel, we can sustain this, I just wonder how athletic directors find balance. What do I mean? You take one end of the spectrum and you see Mike Gundy and his tenure at Oklahoma State before he was – how long, Diesel, Mike Gundy was at Oklahoma State? You also put Clemson and Dabo Swinney in that circle because Dabo Swinney is a long-tenured coach. He has won national championships. I wonder now – how athletic directors balance feeling that way, leaving your coaches there as long as Mike Gundy and Dabo Swinney are or were in Gundy's case, versus on the other end of the spectrum, doing what James Franklin and Penn State's done and LSU and Florida, ripping the Band-Aid off. There's got to be a happy medium, and I think now that you have general managers in the sport of college football, you find yourself in a tough spot. Where do you land? If you're an athletic director, where do you land? What's your ideology? What's your opinion? It's an arms race. It feels like it's truly an arms race to win. Mm-hmm. And when yesterday, and you see programs holding on to their coach, slipping, you see programs firing their coach and wanting to get right back to the mountaintop, which may be possible, where's the balance? I think it's an extremely tough time to be an athletic director.
Well, I think it's an extremely tough time to be a head coach right now, because you could have spent 30 years, 40 years in this profession building up a wealth of knowledge that will help you win football games. You know, and it's always been about building program and surrounding your team with the right kind of people, or setting yourself up to be a stepping stone to the NFL, however you want to build your program, right? All that has been washed away by the greed and the willingness to spend ungodly amounts of money to attract players through NIL and the transfer portal. It will rip a team apart as soon as you have something. That might be the best thing about college football right now, and this is a weird way to say it, because in the NFL, we say one of the best things about the NFL is that there is a salary cap and it keeps teams from paying so much, and then guys will just hit the end of their contract and they'll take off for greener pastures. And by greener, I mean more money.
Yeah.
But in college football, there is no salary cap. So if insert elite level quarterback here wants another $2 million next year, it's up to you to go find it. You can keep a team together if you're willing to pay for it. But I think it's turned what the job of a head coach is on its head. I think a lot of head coaches probably feel less connected to their team than they ever have, because they didn't have to build the relationship. The relationship they build with parents and high school coaches, it doesn't matter anymore, because the only relationship that matters is whoever at wherever's collective is willing to throw the most money at them.
Yeah, it's transactional now. The relationship stuff, what's that matter? Now, look, the relationship stuff still matters to some people out there. That's why schools and programs, Diesel, like Clemson, are still getting these certain players that want to go be in that environment and play for a Dabo Swinney kind of guy. But ultimately, you look at the current state of college football, and none of that's valued. You know, like, it's not valued because that's not what equals winning. Relationships plus good old boy recruiting that used to be the formula, that doesn't equal championships anymore. Now it's, you know, what we can do yesterday to bring in the best players with the most money. And the fact of the matter is, you and I are talking about all of these things being true. With the amounts of money, you know, that's throwing around in NIL, that's throwing around in these buyouts, what it all boils down to is, these buyouts were supposed to prevent things like this happening 18 times during a college football season. But Diesel, it comes down to there's just too much money being thrown at college football, invested into the sport. And if you're an athletic director at LSU and you can go into a meeting you lose on Saturday night, you can go into a meeting, Diesel, on Sunday or pick up the phone and call a couple of people. Make a few phone calls, mm-hmm. and you can find $54 million from the time you lose to A&M to the time 24 hours later you find Brian Kelly. That's what's mind-boggling about all this.
I do wonder what the minimum number of phone calls a college football athletic director has ever had to make to come up with a north of $40 million buyout is.
Like, probably not many.
Has any of them have like what, two calls, three calls, four calls? I mean, if it's happening within 24 hours, they're not making a ton of calls. I mean, there's a saying, Cole, that goes, people are promoted to the level of their incompetence. But Brian Kelly isn't incompetent. James Franklin at Penn State was not incompetent. Billy Napier at Florida was not incompetent. I think one of the problems is the SEC is just too damn hard.
Yeah.
In the sense that every single coach, bar maybe Sam Pittman, but really, every single coach in the SEC going into the season was competent in their position. The problem is, when you've got this much money floating around, when you can buy players from all over the country to come to you, even if you're at the bottom end of the SEC, now every ship has raised, and the margins in between the 1, 2, 3, and the 5 through 10 are very, very minimal. The problem is, you're going to lose more of those games. It's going to happen. You're going to play bad. Or that other team is just better than that program ever used to be. But the problem is, fan expectations haven't changed. They still expect you to go 7-1, 8-0 in conference. And that's just not realistic.
Dan B. on the stream, good to see you. He says he has upset pick results. J.B. says Tolo. Madcraft says, woo, what a great week of football. J.B. says LSU fires Brian Kelly. But like all these other openings, if some certain coaches don't decide to leave and jump ship, somebody is getting stuck with a possible Napier 2.0. T-Swizzle says, to your point, you read this one earlier, Diesel, just not a great fit. He's headed back up north. JB says, Kelly shouldn't have been fired for another SEC job. He's just not an SEC guy.
What does that mean, though? What does that mean? Do you need him to talk with a realistic twang? If Brian Kelly had a real twang, is he now an SEC guy?
I don't know.
What does that actually mean? I mean, that sounds a little jingoistic to me.
T. Swizzle says Kelly's an above average coach. They didn't like him. Guys want to win. Figueroa Tom says programs want instant national titles.
It's true.
That is true.
And how do you expect to win instant national titles when you got Dan Lanning doing what he's doing in Oregon, when you got what's going on at Ohio State, when you got elite level football still being played at Georgia with Kirby Smart, with Alabama figuring things out with Kalen DeBoer? I mean, how do you realistically put an expectation? See, we've gone from hopes to being expectations. We hope to win a national championship every now and again. To now, we expect to win a national championship every now and again. But the problem is, there's only one trophy handed out every year.
And that's why I think it's going back to my point about the AD, Diesel. I think that's why it's so tough being an AD, because, like, what kind of pressure are they getting? They're like, hey, you've got to make it. We've got to be playing for a national championship yesterday. And if we're not playing for a national championship yesterday, you've got to make a move. Texter says, y'all don't think Shaq and Burrow didn't take care of it themselves? Maybe. They probably have enough to where they could have. But ultimately, man, it's just the amount of money, these buyouts, even though we see it happening now, it seems like every week, it still doesn't change the fact that $54 million is an astronomical amount of money just to get rid of somebody.
Brian Kelly's win percentage at LSU, 708. He won 70.8% of his games. Compare that to Ed Orgeron that won 72% of his games. Nick Saban won 75% of his games. Les Miles won 77% of his games. And he got his ass handed his walking papers too. So it's a great time to be a coach. It's a great time to be an agent, but it's a tough time for longevity at your position.
JB, to your point a minute ago, says his style of football is what I'm talking about, Diesel. His style of football didn't fit. That's at least a lot of complaints I've heard from LSU fans. Kane says, does Brian Kelly actually know ball? That'd be a question for Rob Brown, Kane, not us.
Wow, he knows ball far more than any of us do. speaking of knowing ball, it seemed like Shane Beamer and Mike Shula knew ball for the most part of that game on Saturday, and then it all fell apart. South Carolina took Alabama to the brink but just couldn't quite get it done. We talk about it and get your reaction from you Gamecock fans next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.